to True Happiness, given by Venerable Jin Gong. What is Buddhism? Buddhism is the most profound and wholesome education directed by the Buddha towards all people. The content in Shakyamuni Buddha's 49 years of teaching describes the true face of life and the universe. Life refers to oneself. Universe refers to our living environment. The teachings directly relate to our own lives and surroundings. Those who possess a complete and proper understanding of life and the universe are called Buddhas or Bodhisattvas. Those who lack the understanding are called worldly people. Cultivation is changing the way we think, speak, and act towards people and matters from an erroneous way to a proper way. The guideline for cultivation is understanding, proper views, and purity. Understanding is without delusion. Proper views is without deviation, and purity is without pollution. This can be achieved by practicing the three learnings of self-discipline, concentration, and wisdom. The three basic conditions are the foundation of cultivation and study. When interacting with people, accord with the six harmonies, and when dealing with society, practice the six principles. Follow the lessons taught by universal worthy bodhisattva and dedicate one's mind to everlasting purity and brightness. These complete the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. According to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of religion is as follows, quote, an organized system of beliefs, rites, and celebrations centered on a supernatural being power. Belief pursued with devotion, end quote. Buddhism is not a religion because, first, the Buddha is not a supernatural being power. The Buddha is simply a person who has achieved complete understanding of the reality of life and the universe. Life refers to ourselves, and universe refers to our living environment. The Buddha taught that all beings possess the same ability within to reach complete understanding of themselves and their environment, and free themselves from all sufferings to attain utmost happiness. All beings can become Buddhas, and all beings and the Buddha are equal by nature. The Buddha is not a god, but a teacher, who teaches us the way to restore wisdom and understanding by conquering the greed, hatred, and ignorance which blind us at the present moment. The word Buddha is a Sanskrit word. When translated, it means wisdom, awareness, understanding. We call the founder of Buddhism Shakyamuni Buddha because he has attained complete understanding and wisdom of life and the universe. Buddhism is his education to us. It is his teaching which shines the way to Buddhahood. Second, Buddhism is not a religion because belief in the Buddha's teachings is not blind belief, blind faith, and far from superstition. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us not to blindly believe what he tells us. He wants us to try the teachings and prove them for ourselves. The Buddha wants us to know, not merely believe. The Buddha's teachings flow from his own experience of the way to understand the true face of life and the universe, and to show us a path of our own to taste the truth for ourselves. This is much like a good friend telling us of his trip to Europe, the sights he has seen, and the way to go there and see for ourselves. The Buddha uses a perfectly scientific way of showing us reality in its true form. Third, Buddhism is not a religion because all the rites and celebrations are not centered on a supernatural being, but rather the people attending the assemblies. The ceremonies and celebrations in Buddhism all serve an educational purpose, a reminder of the Buddha's teachings and encouragement to all students who practice them. For example, the Thousand Buddhas Repentance Ceremony, practiced during Chinese New Year, is to help the participants cultivate a humble heart and respect for others. The point of all ceremonies is to help others awaken from delusion and return to wisdom and understanding. Finally, Buddhism is not a religion because the devotion used in Buddhism is not one based on emotion, but one based on reason. Students of the Buddha are devoted to their practice of maintaining purity of mind, because this practice brings true happiness. We are devoted to help others in society attain complete understanding and wisdom. Only through complete understanding and wisdom can we realize our true selves and living environment. The Buddha's education is truly not a religion, but an education, teaching us the way to break through ignorance and arrive at a perfect understanding of ourselves and everything around us. Our goal is true happiness. The teachings of Venerable Master Jin Gong. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. We do not worship the Buddha. We respect him as a teacher. His teachings enable us to leave suffering and attain happiness. What does Buddha mean? Buddha means enlightenment, understanding. Complete understanding is when one realizes the truth about life and the universe. It is when one is apart from all delusions. Cultivation is practiced in our everyday life. We should not see it as something unusual. It is simply changing ourselves for the better. To keep our mind pure and at peace is like keeping a pond clean and undisturbed. When the water is clear and still, it can reflect the sky, sun, and trees just as they are without distortion.